In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's got the most to gain for the Steelers this evening? A lot of people tweeting about this. It is the subject of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, and it's a write-in poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Which Steelers are you looking for the most? Who are you keeping an eye out for? Who's got the most to gain? There is a position change. Did you see this?
I have not.
DeMarvin Leal now going to be an outside linebacker for the Steelers.
Well, he lose some weight.
I guess.
An outside backer. Don't they need D-line help? Don't they need some depth?
That's exactly my thought, man. I thought he might be something after his first year. And I guess I'm not willing to say he's not going to be anything, but that to me is not a great sign. Think about your outside linebacker core. You've got Nick Herbig as a backup. You just signed Marcus Golden. You've got Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt. You've got four players there that I think you can count on to get yourself out of a game. One superstar and another really good player. And now you add DeMarvin Leal to that mix. He couldn't cut it. And you need you do not have as much depth. That's a fact on the defensive line as you do at outside linebacker.
When did this move happen?
Yesterday.
Could this mean that somebody's on the move? At outside backer?
Maybe. Like trading Nick Herbig in a Brandon Ayuk deal or something like that.
And starting the process of getting that, creating that depth at backer because they want four outside backers.
I think maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think if that were something that were going to happen, I think you just wait until cuts and you take somebody's fourth outside linebacker and you plug him in yours instead of just transitioning to Marvin Leal. But it could be a little column A, column B.
Yeah, but he's still versatile. I mean, it doesn't mean that he can't play D-line.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just very odd.
It is odd.
At this point in camp. Like, usually you have a plan for people for players to do that before camp. Like, when they the Bills in my second year wanted to move me to receiver. Like, I moved the receiver in OTAs, not the second week of camp before a preseason
game. Right. Just before a game.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Something smells bad there.
Uh-huh.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown business security company. We've seen it from Mike Tomlin a lot before that not only rookies, but young guys play a ton in the preseason. And the guy that always comes to mind is Stephon Tuitt. Stephon Tuitt, as a rookie, played a ton. And then going into the second season, when they were counting on him, because he came on late in his rookie year, they played him an absolute ton in the preseason. So if I'm guessing who's going to play the most snaps, I think Peyton Wilson's one of those guys who could. I think Beanie Bishop's one of the guys that could. Offensively, I think you're looking at Broderick Jones playing just as much as Troy Faldanu and playing just as much as Zach Frazier. I think Broderick Jones is going to be in there a ton, and I'm excited to see his growth and development, but I'm excited to see all those young offensive linemen, and I think they're going to get burned. I think they're going to play against starters, and I think they're going to get left in there to show their stripes and for developmental purposes, and I think they're going to be out there against second and third teamers and potentially fourth teamers, and we know what that means. They best be mauling the hell out of those guys.
And you're going to see the mix and matching. Like, if you are going to play Broderick Jones a lot, with the young guys, like you'll see Broderick at right, Broderick at left. You'll see Faltanu at right. You'll see Faltanu at left. You'll see obviously Frazier at center. You'll see Mason McCormick at right guard. You'll see him at left guard. Like, and then you could figure out your configurations there. And then you have Spencer Anderson who will probably do a lot of everything. So, yeah, they do play young guys a lot in the preseason. And I think that if they are in the process of moving Broderick Jones to left tackle, you need him to get reps there, even though he's probably going to be pretty good. That's his natural position. Did really well at right tackle last year, but you still want him to get those legit reps. So he might, I like that. He definitely is probably going to play a lot, but it's not going to be in one spot. He'll move around a lot.
And when we ask like who has the most to gain, I think Broderick Jones has a ton to gain because you still have Dan Moore Jr. listed at the starter at left tackle. He's going to start, I guess. Dan Moore, he's not going to play as much as Broderick, so he's going to have the opportunity to gain as well. And you're right, they are going to do a mixing and matching. And I am generally super anti-playing running backs in the preseason. We saw it with Najee Harris a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He had the busted up foot, and they played him in the third preseason game. He wasn't right the entire first half of the season. When he finally got healthy, oh my gosh, he ran the ball well. I don't usually like seeing it. Do you think that you need to play your running backs behind this line, though, so that they can gel in-game?
No.
Okay.
No.
I would like to say that I don't want to see those guys a lot tonight, then.
Just like you called me a nerd for the second day in a row earlier.
That's right.
Like, the inside run periods matter more, I think, than preseason games, and that's where you can find the gel that you can...
Because you just get to rep it and rep it and rep it and rep it.
It's only run plays. Like, you're running run plays. You're running the power. You're running zone. And the defense knows it's coming. Like, you're repping. You get the feel of how guys move, how guys pull, how guys even, you know, snap the ball, things of that nature. So, I think that they can get those reps. And, you know, they're established. Like, they, you know, they've done a decent job last year, the two, you know, Jalen Warren and Najee. I don't think that they need to prove anything right now.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it wasn't about them so much as just the linemen having those guys run up their butts. But maybe that doesn't matter in your opinion. Or if it does, it's something like you said you could just work on.
Well, it would depend on how confident you are in that second tier line configuration going against a second team, first team-ish defense in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And you can gauge that in practice. Like, it's like, okay, we have this configuration going out there. We want Mason McCormick out there. We want Spencer Anderson. We want Zach Frazier. And then, you know, some Faltanu at right and somebody at left, or Broderick or whoever it is at left. Yeah, but, you know, they haven't really been on the same page. Let's just keep Najee out just so they don't get teed off on. Or Jalen out so they don't get teed off on. Like, that's a feel thing, and I think you probably know if those guys can hold up or not based off of their practice.
Here's a text that's a good one. Leal could be a outside backer because you don't have TJ Watt or Highsmith playing tonight, just as an extra body. Maybe. But you have enough outside linebackers on your roster to get through a game. Absolutely, you do.
This is very odd.
So it stuck in your craw that I called you a nerd for the second day in a row. You did. Yeah,
it's not stuck in my craw.
That registered. You remembered it.
No, yeah, I just
bring
remembered.
It back up.
I remember.
You know, sound like my wife. I mean,
well, don't say stuff if you ain't ready. Over here, it flowed out too easy too. Like, you were just comfortable saying it.
I meant football, like, nerd. Like, a football nerd. Like, it's a like good thing. It's a wonderful thing.
We hit
thing.
These buttons off, Callis. Like, I ain't gonna come over there.
It's a wonderful thing.
Like, there's
football
a cage
nerd.
In between us.
No, Callis, a baseball nerd. That's great. You're a football guy. Football.
What
nerd.
Are you?
Just a nerd. My wife will do that, though. She'll be like, you know, 6 weeks ago when you called me, and da 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 da. What? What, do you have a notebook for this?
I will say you make convenient arguments, too, because you've also told me that my baseball knowledge or perspective isn't always valued, so.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.